Today's shiur in the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Mem Vov Omud Beis. And we are in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and as Hashem, we're going to finish the beautiful siman Tof Nun Beis, which deals with various halachos of kashering as well. Now, we start with Siv Dal, the very top line. Imagil Bitseves. The Mechaber is telling us if you're using tongs to hold the utensil in the hot water so you can pull it out, you have to make sure that you move the tongs around on the utensil so it's not always in the same spot, because otherwise, the mlokane, if you don't move the tongs around, bimoko matzvas lo solik dikula demaya. Because if you don't move the tongs from the place that they were holding on to the utensil, the hagola won't be able to be effective for that spot, and therefore you won't be doing a good hagola throughout the utensil. The Mishnah Berurah explains this if katan chov gimel. The Mechaber is telling us, Rotsu Lomar, Shiyiftach es atzivos besocharos. When you open up the tongs while the kli is inside the hot water, v'yechos hakli b'mokomacher, and you grab onto a different place. You want to obviously be able to get the kli that you're kashering out from this hot water pot. You can't stick your hand in there, so you need to have the utensil, the tong, to go take it out, but you have to move it around. Kidei she'alu haroskin al mokom achizas atzvas. So that whichever place the tongs were originally touching, so the hot water now can get to that place because you moved the tongs to a different spot. He says, therefore, a better suggestion, so you don't have to do this in parts, because you're really kashering in parts over here. So he says, V'tov yosir lahagil b'svacha o b'sal menukav. He says it would be better to put this utensil into some sort of a basket or some sort of a container that has holes in it, so the hot water can get in all the way around the utensil, and it's all being kashered at the same time, as opposed to a two-step process that we just mentioned with the tongs. And that's what the Chafetz Chaim brings down, and the Shaar HaTzion Os Chav Ches, based upon the Chok Yaakov in the name of the Yisuv Heter, and he brings down that the Taz says this is the preferred way to do this, because then you have to worry over here that while you kash it in one place, the blios were going in back inside there, and then you kash it in another place, the blios went back inside. And he says, even though our minig is not to do Hagola if it's not a Ben Yomo, we always wait till more than 24 hours, as we point out in previous shurim, he says, Mikomokum tov yosir shalo yivlakla. It's better to do it all at once, and this way you don't have any concerns whatsoever. But certainly, if you didn't do all at once, lechatchila, it is good as well. Sifhei, the Mechaber writes, Ein magilim b'chami tveria. If you want to do hagola, it has to be hagola that is derived from a real fire, and not from the hot springs of Tveria or any other naturally hot boiling water. Afilu kelim shadinam kikli sheni. And even if the keli that you're kashering over here with hagola was never directly on the fire, it was a klisheni. So for example, if you're ladling stuff from a soup that's on the fire, so the soup on the fire, that's a kli rishon. The ladle that you put in there, if you put it in there very quickly, is only going to be a klisheni. It's not going to be a kli rishon. And therefore, when you want to kasher something like this, so it did get its heat from the fire, you can kasher it in the hot springs of Tveria. Because the hot springs of Tveria aren't considered fire-derived hot water. Uchibolo kach polto, because of our principle of just the way it goes in is the way it goes out, ma bolo ayide tolusor, it went in via a fire, albeit even it was a klisheni, it went in via fire, so the only way it can come out, apolto ayide tolusor, it can only come out via fire, and the hot springs at Tveria are not considered fire in this halacha. However, the Ramah says, hagor miu, however, if the waters of Tveria was what you cooked in, so im nishtamesh bo rak b'mei Tveria, you use the mei Tveria to heat up your soup or your coffee, so then magilo behen, then you could use the hot springs of Tveria to go and kasher your cup. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Chav Dalet that this would work, or o b'chamihor, or you still could, of course, kasher it with real fire. Dirshu footnote number 23 brings down, what about water that was heated up on an electric stove? So the water, is that considered coming from fire, or is that something else? So the Piskei Tshuva actually has a big question over here. He says, I'm not sure if water that was heated up on an electric stove is considered water that's heated up by fire, that you could do hagala on a kli that was on real fire. And he's paskening lahakmir, that you shouldn't do hagala with water that was heated up from an electric stove. And this is also a question that was raised by the Tzofnas Paneach, and he came to the same conclusion. However, Lamaisa, Rav Yashiv Zatzal, and Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal both paskin that since the coils of the electric heater on the stove actually get red hot, that's considered therefore like fire. And therefore, the water that was heated up on an electric stove is considered over here like chamei or, and could go and do hagolah on something that was directly on the fire. What about water that was heated up in a microwave? So Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal says, Dino kechameor. He feels that this is also considered water that was heated up like by fire. And therefore, you could do Hagola over here with this. On the other hand, Rav Yashiv disagrees. Rav Yashiv says that it doesn't have the status over here of being considered like fire-derived hot water, and therefore he says you shouldn't do Hagola if you have a boiling hot water from a microwave, unless, of course, the utensil was only acquiring its blios from a microwave, then you could. And you have a Simon Machlokas that we learned about in Simon Shin Yud Ches in regarding cooking with a microwave on Shabbos, whether that would be considered over here a full toldos or it's considered like toldos chama, and what would be its halachic status in situations on Hilchos Shabbos. Finally, if you're using solar-powered heat, so that's also machlokas in the poskim, whether that's considered like it's chom from the sun or kedoldos chama, like a tolda of the chama, and therefore l'kol hadeos eino nechshavim kechamior. It certainly is not considered. Solar-powered heated up water would not be considered valuable to use for hagola, able to be using it for hagola if the kli that you're being magil had actually acquired it directly from fire. The Ramah continues and he writes, v'ein magilin. The way you do Hagolah should only be with water. You shouldn't use other waters, the Ramah says, l'chatchila. However, b'di'eved, miyu, b'di'eved, mahani Hagolah b'chol mashke. He brings down that b'di'eved, this would be acceptable, albeit l'chatchila, you shouldn't, because there's a concern that the other substances, the other liquids, won't get out the blios perfectly, and therefore l'chatchila, preferable to use water. The Mishmur explains in Sivkot and Chof Hei, the ain tivon l'hafletis ablu, because these other liquids don't pull out the blios like water does. However, Sivkot and Chavav, b'di'eved, we allow it. Why? Because most poskim hold, mishum di'esh chokim, d'gam mashkim aflitin komayim, because most poskim hold that other liquids also pull out the blios. The samchinon alayu l'inyon di'eved, and we can rely upon those opinions on a b'di'eved basis. The issue footnote number 24 has a whole discussion about various types of fats and chaylev and oils, in the first paragraph over there. And in the second paragraph, he has a whole discussion about steam, ayin shum as well. The issue footnote number 25 brings down from Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal and the Igros Moshe that if you're not sure if a kli actually requires hagola, then even lechatchila, you could rely upon doing hagola with shar maskim, because technically, most poskim says shitas rova rishonim shemuila hagola b'shar maskim. Most poskim hold that you can do hagola with shar maskim. And here, since you have only a question, do you need even to do hagola? You can rely upon them lechatchila. The Mishnah Berurah continues and writes: because who poskim do adin mayim hamurovim be'efer shekorin loig. If you were to use water that had some sort of ash inside of it called loig, or if you want to use o mash and ogim etzorfim, the smiths, they would go and use water, shemartichna kli ayde shimre yayin o weinstein. They would use over here to heat up their kalim when they would be forming them, the various silversmiths, coppersmiths, blacksmiths, so they would heat up their utensils over here using sediments of wine or something called this weinstein, which in the Tirgum 1 says this shichlas evan hanidbekis ledofnos kliayin, some sort of a rock over here that's attached to the walls of the barrels of wine. In any event, these things over here have water in them, or b'mayim, so he says, ein lahagavahem l'chachila rak b'mayim levad. They have the same status as the other liquids, that we shouldn't use them l'chachila, however, u b'di'evit mahani agola behen. But b'di'evit, hagola would work for them. The issue footnote number 26 brings down, if you put in various types of chemicals inside the water, or soap inside the water, so then Rav Yashiv brings down that would also be mutter l'chatchila to go and kasher in that way, because it doesn't cause the water to become thick over here and not be able to pull out the blios. And the Chazon Ish specifically also said that you could do hagol over here with a soapy type of water, that would work as well. The Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, "Ayin in the Prima Godim." He says, "Look further in the Prima Godim Shadaito." His opinion is, "Dim hu kodim Pesach." If you're doing all of this before Pesach, before this man Isser, Yir lahagilo pamsheni b'mayim levad, then you should do a second time hagola if you can with water. However, ocheinim higia Pesach. But if you've only done hagola with these other liquids and now it's Pesach, mutl shtamish lechachila b'hagola zu. You can rely upon this and do hagola in this fashion. The issue footnote number 27 brings down likewise. If it's a shasad chak, you can do hagola over here with other liquids. He brings this down from Rav Akiva Eger Zatzal. And likewise, this is the opinion of the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Ozner Zatzal. The Rambam continues and he writes, "Magil harbe kelim biyore." If you're kashering a whole bunch of pots, either one after the other, all simultaneously in a yore over here, achimi rov plitas a kelim nasu amayim kitzir. And because of all the kelim that you've kashered, you now have like a thicker type of a water over here. The water is no longer clear; it's like a gravy almost. So then, don't keep on using that water and keep on kashering with it. In lahagil od ba'osad mayim, throw that water away. Don't use it anymore. It brings it down from the ran, and instead fill it up with new water and then go continue kashering once the water boils. The Mishnah explains this. Sifkan chav zayin. The shuv ein koach bim lahaf lida blua. Once the water becomes thicker like this, you can no longer pull out the blios. V'efsho dafilu b'di'evet lo mahani agozu, and it may not even work b'di'evet. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkan chav ches adds v'afilu higil ben. And if you did hagola with kalim in them, sheinam b'nei yoman hadin kain. Even if it wasn't b'nei yoman, the din would be that you shouldn't use such water. Even if there's no concern over here that the blios are really truly pogim. Sivvav. The Mechaber writes, you have a very, very big pot, and you have no other even bigger pot to go put this pot inside of to kasher it. So how you kasher it in this situation? The Mishnah Berurah explains, Pirish, Shirot Zalachshir, you want to kasher it over here, the Choshesh Shemayesh Al Sfaso B'liyas Chometz B'mokum Shein HaMayim Olum Sham. You could put it in partway into this bigger pot, but not all the way in, and you're concerned that some of the higher up parts of the pot aren't going to be able to be kashered. And the pot itself, this big, huge pot that you're kashering in, it needs to be kashered. After you've kashered all the other kelim in it, we said that you should ideally kasher it again if you want to use it for Pesach. So you have to go and make sure that the water can go all over the entire inside of the pot and up over the rim. So what do? So the Mishnah tells us, you put some sort of a rim on the top, or you put in a hot rock over here that will make the water overflow. However, when you're using this pot, the chatchila, in the first place, so then you don't have to go and kasher the rim over here. It's enough to just kasher the pot, and that would be fine. So in any event, the Mechaber, let's read it again. It's too big a pot. You can't kasher the whole thing all at once in another bigger pot. So what should you do? As we've already pointed out, you make some sort of a rim around the top. Not on the top, because you need to kasher the top itself, but you make some sort of a rim that will allow the water to stay on the top of the rim over here, and it will be held there for a little bit of time before it flows over. And in this situation, you make this rim over here betit with some sort of tar, in order that the pot can be fully filled up all the way to the top, including the rim. The boiling hot water will reach the rim over here, and you fill it all the way up with water, and you put it, make it boiling, and in this way you'll kasher the upper part of the pot as well as the rim of the pot. Alternatively, you can take a very hot stone, or some sort of a flame itself, and you throw that into the water, but while it's still boiling, because if it's put it in cold, then it's going to cool down the pot, so it has to be boiling itself, because the addition of this extra thing will cause the water to overflow, will cause the water to bubble up even hotter, and furthermore, and it will bubble over the rim, and in that way it will kasher the rim. So now there's a lot of Mishnah Berurah to catch up on. So he says over here, in Sif Katan Lamed, Oseh Sofa Lepiv, Rots Loma, this means Soviv Lepiv, not on top of the rim itself, but around the rim, below all of Magmas, not directly on the rim. Kitzarach Shiyab Pia Kli Magula, you have to have the top of the Kli open, Kidei Shiagiu Shom Mei Horesicha, so the hot water can go on the top of the Kli itself. Sivkot Lamed Aleph, you do it with Tit, Bishar Koyimosa Shana, Kishiros Lachshiro Miyasur, and the rest of the year, when you're not dealing with Chametz over here, and you want to get rid of Blios of Isser that are inside, Oseh Sofa Mibatzik. Then the rest of the year, you can make some sort of a dough as the rim, you don't need to use tar. What's the reasoning here? But Tam Shalasias a Sofa, reason why we have to make the Sofa, I've already explained, Mishum Shiev Shor Shalunitas Pam Achas Nitzosus Michomet Shinispashu Bo Ala Sofa Momala. Because when you're kashering this item over here, let's say for Chomet Sticker use, the Pesach Sticker use, so if it was used during Chomet Sticker usage, some of the Chomet sprinkled up, splashed up onto the top part, onto the rim, and you have to kasher that. Vishem B'shas Agola, if you just did a regular Agola, Lo Yatiz Olov Kokach. Who says that the same hot water will splash up over there again? Meharisicha, the hot water will go there to remove the chomets that splashed up and got inside those upper parts, so there's no guarantee that the water will now splash up to those same spots. And therefore, you have to make sure that you overflow it. Therefore, you have to make sure that the water can flow over it. We're talking here about a kli that we don't put inside the entire kli. So, for example, we're not talking here about a ladle, let's say, that you put in the entire soup all year long. So the inside and outside and the top, everything is going to become chametz stick. And therefore, over here, it's sagi, v'lochein sagi, b'takonazu, to just have it overflow. However, if it's a utensil that you're using in the inside and on the outside in contact with chametz, like the ladle example I gave, or kigon ka'aro shekofin l'fam l'akdera, or a plate that you put sometimes on top of the kedera, or kli sheshovin b'me'akdera, or some other kli, like I said, the ladle, that you're drawing out the item from the kedera, so the entire kli is now immersed over here, inside and outside, so then ein lo takana b'ofen zeh, then it's not enough to just have it overflow the top. You have to go and get the blios out from the entire outside of the kli as well, because if you just have it overflow, the chadatzitzon lo nigo, then the outer part is not going to really get a real hagola on it. Therefore, you have to put the entire kli inside the pot that you're kashering in, and this way you'll kasher the inside and the outside. If this is a very narrow type of a kli, ukli shapiv tsar, it's a narrow kli, sheyef shol l'shavshel b'fnim, and you can't stick your fingers inside and clean it out well on the inside, then hagola doesn't work. Or sheyesh lo konim shekorin rerin, it has some sort of pipes over here that are little conduits that you can't get your fingers into and clean them out well, so such a kli, also by gola, you cannot kash with a gola, you must use libun gomer, to burn out the chametz as opposed to pull out the chametz with hagola. The issue footnote number 29 brings down a machlokes between the Chazon Ish and the Pisrei Tshuva, whether if there's occasional splashes on the outside of the kli, whether hagola on the inside of the kli would work for that as well. The Chazon Ish is makel and says yes. However, everybody agrees, if the out part of the kli has grooves in it or cracks in it over here, you must make sure that you totally remove any chametz be'en in those cracks before the hagola on the inside of the kli would work to go and pull out blios even from those cracks on the outside of the kli. Again, if you're using the kli on the outside, sticking it in like a ladle into a soup, then you have to do hagola on the inside and on the outside. The issue footnote number 30 brings down from Nissen Karlitz Zatzal that if a person does hagola on the inside and then he does a separate hagola on the outside, that would work. You can do it in parts. That's not preferred, maybe, but you can do it in parts. As long as you get the whole thing, that hagola would work. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Lamed Beis. When we said over here that you have to go and take the Evan Rosachas, he says, Pirush Yimalena Batrila Hate, you fill it up well, and then Sivkot Lamagim, you put in the hot stone, the Tzonenis, if you put it in cold, Metzana Namayim will cool off the water. Therefore, you have to do it in the way we described. Now we go to the final Siv Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Noagin Lishtofa Kli B'mayim Korin Achar Hagola Miyad. The minhag is that after you've done your kashering over here, we'll see that this is a machlokas as well between the Orech HaShulchan and Reb Nissen Karlitz, both Zatzal. You can see this in the issue footnote number 31, whether you need to do this pouring of cold water after you do Libun, but the minhag is that after you do kashering with Hagola, you then rinse it out with cold water, Lishtofa Kli B'mayim Korin, to remove any blios that might still be left behind over here, and this is the minhag. However, the Mishnah Berurah does bring down in Sivkot Lamed Dalet, Kedei Shelo Yachzor V'Yivlah Mimayim Roskin Shaleim Sheish Ben Plitas Chametz. The purpose of this is because there's a theoretical concern that any of the hot water that's there may still go and bring the blios inside. However, Mikol Makom B'Di'evet, if you didn't do this, Afim Lo Shotav Klal, even if you didn't rinse it out at all after your kashering Ein Lachosh, the bottom line is we're not concerned. D'ha Ein Magilin Ela Kodem Zman Issa, because again, we have many additional stringencies over here, as we've outlined in this Simon and in the previous Simon. And therefore, our meaning is that we don't do Hagola except before the Zman of Issa. And likewise, we don't do it O Shu Ein Ben Yomo. We don't do it if it's been used within 24 hours. We wait till it's not a ben yomo anymore. And likewise, Oshiesh b'mayim shishin negdo. We try to have 60 in the water against it. Chanal, as we've already explained. So with all of these additional chumras, bottom line is, we're not concerned about any of the remaining hot water somehow then putting the blios back inside. So b'di'evet, if you didn't rinse it out with cold water, you are okay. With this, we conclude Simin Tuf Nun Beis and today's shir.